Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
John Clark joins us, NBC Sports Philly. John, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Hey, great to be on. Hope you're well.
Doing very well. John, I know we have a brief window here, so let's just get to it. The Eagles have had the extra week here as the number one seed, which they earned. How do you think it benefited them to get that extra week?
Oh, look, I think it helped them a lot. You look at a guy like Jason Kelce, a veteran. I even asked him in the locker room as the regular season was winding down, how you feeling at this time of the year? And he said, I feel like we've played 16 or 17 games. So, you know, these guys, especially since the Eagles' bye week was early, it is a great thing for them to get off their feet and give their body and their mind a rest for a week. Now, they were out there with some light practices, but actually they did have one really good hard practice, but to not have a game for a week, they would all take that. You take that because it helps you get your body right and you're going to be at home, so I think it's going to work out great for the Birds.
Yeah, not only that, but as the number one seed, they get the Saturday game. And it worked out where instead of Dallas or Tampa Bay, the Giants won. So they get the Saturday game just like Kansas City does, which gives them an extra day in going to the next round. That's part of the glory of being the number one seed. What's the read you have on Lane Johnson?
Lane Johnson is good to go. He's not even listed on the injury report now. He was a full participant today at practice. And he does not have an injury designation, so he is good to go. And look, he's going to tough it out. And Lane Johnson at 60, 70%, whatever he can be, 80%, is better than anybody else at right tackle. So Lane Johnson's a warrior, and he knows they have a really good shot at getting another Super Bowl, and he wanted to be a part of this. That's why he's putting off his surgery.
Now here is the next one, and that, of course, is Jalen Hurts. Safe to say in the first quarter and a half, we'll know whether Jalen Hurts feels he has a personal green light to run and move, or that he has to stick in the pocket. Is that going to be the read you're going to get?
Yeah, I think early on you'll see if there's a third and four and somebody isn't open right away, he's going to run for a first down. And I think he's not going to be 100%, but look, he can use his legs. It's his shoulder that was sprained. And,
right.
You know, he's not on the injury report at all this week, which is interesting. You know, they could have had him on the injury report being probable or questionable or anything, but he's not even on the injury report. So I think he's doing a lot better. It'll be 5 weeks since he sprained his shoulder in Chicago. So, look, he may not be 100%, but he still threw the ball pretty well in the final regular season game.
He did.
And it's all on the line now, so he will run. And I would love to see first play just take off and run to show the Giants, like, you're in for it today. I can do whatever I want to out here. I'm full go.
What do you think of the important elements that the Eagles need to take care of in this game, John, so that they walk out of there and they're thinking about either San Francisco or Dallas next?
Well, my two biggest concerns are Dexter Lawrence on the defensive line. He is just a beast in the middle of that front for the Giants. And you saw the amount of pressure that he got on Kirk Cousins. Difference is Jalen Hurts can get out of the way of that pressure.
That's right.
Kirk Cousins can't. He's not mobile. But that to me is the biggest concern. That's a huge matchup, him against Jason Kelce. I mean, Dexter Lawrence has what, 30, 40, 50 pounds on Jason Kelce? And so I think the guards for the Eagles are going to help out Kelce a little bit. But I am worried about Dexter Lawrence. He's a guy who I think can wreck a game, but then again, the Vikings don't have the offensive line that the Eagles have. And then on the other side of the ball, the main guy that I'm worried about is Saquon Barkley, because they're doing some different things with him. He's getting out into space. He's catching some passes, so it's not like they're just running him into the middle of the line. And you know, basically it's hey, let's get him out in space, kind of like a Christian McCaffrey sometimes. And you saw that first touchdown against the Vikings, I believe it was. He's dangerous that way. So Daniel Jones doesn't concern me as much, because the Eagles have some great corners. You could argue the best corners in the NFL. They gave up the fewest passing yards in the NFL this year. The Vikings, they have the worst passing defense. So that's why I think Daniel Jones had such a big day. It's Saquon Barkley that I think they really have to worry about.
Right, and that's a big one. There's no question about it. And he's the focal point of what they do because, as I've pointed out, John, many times, the Giants, which to their credit have done a great job just to get here, there isn't a single wide receiver that they have or a tight end that would be playing for the Eagles, let alone starting. And so it comes down to a guy like Barkley. He's their best football player over there.
Absolutely. And on the other side, Dallas Goedert, I think, could be a big part of this game because
yes.
He didn't play against the Giants in that first game at MetLife, and he did not play against the Giants starters in the last regular season game. And the way the Giants play defense, I think that Dallas Goedert could have some big plays over the middle.
Because when they played at the Meadowlands, the Eagles crushed them. I mean, they scored 48. They could have had 88 in that game. They toyed with the Giants. Then, of course, the last game, the Giants sat down a lot of people, and the Eagles kept it really vanilla and still won the game by 6. So do you get any read out of either one of those two games that applies to Saturday night?
That's a good question. It's so tough. Look, when I look at this, the Eagles are a much more talented team. And
yes.
There's not many spots you would say, I take the Giants player over the Eagles player at a particular position. Is Saquon Barkley better than Miles Sanders? You could say that. Dexter Lawrence, okay. But there's not many other spots where you would say the Giants arguably have a better player at that position. And I think the Eagles are a better team. And if there's no rust, I mean, they might be a little rusty at the beginning of the game, and the Giants are on a roll. But remember, the Giants are also going to be playing their third straight road game in 5 out of 6, and it's a short week for them, having played on Sunday. So I think it could be close early, but I do think that the Eagles will win by double digits, 10, 13 points, something like that, and pull away in the fourth quarter.
Finally, what does the atmosphere mean at the Link?
Oh, it's going to be ridiculous. I mean, wow, Saturday night, prime time, Eagles fans have all day to get ready, and then they don't have to go to work the next day. They have off on Sunday, most of them. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be rowdy, it's going to be special, and nothing better than a rivalry game under the lights at the Link on a Saturday night. So, and you know, look, the Eagles are looking for their first playoff win at home since their Super Bowl year. So it's good they're back home for at least one game, hopefully two.
I believe, John, I referred to it earlier as it'll be a finely tuned crowd. All right, so, John,
yep.
I'll let you go. Appreciate the time you gave us today.
Hey, you got it. Have a good one, and enjoy the weekend of great football.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thanks, John.
You got it. Take care.